This past Sunday, all Americans lost something very near and dear to our hearts. We all collectively mourned as we said goodbye to an hour of sleep. But on the bright side, pun intended, we're getting more sun every day now. And so, happy beginning of the end of seasonal depression. With sleep and sun on everyone's mind, I thought it might be a good time to talk about optimizing your circadian rhythm and sleep. And what better way to learn how to do that than by understanding the clock and PER2 genes, both big players in your circadian rhythm.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
First, let's quickly explain what a circadian rhythm is. So your body has its own internal clock, known as the circadian rhythm, and that regulates various biological processes over the 24-hour cycle. This internal clock helps determine when you feel awake and alert, and when you feel sleepy and ready for rest. Your circadian rhythm is influenced by a lot of external cues, primarily light and darkness. So when you're exposed to light, especially sunlight, your body receives signals to be awake and active, and then as the day progresses, your alertness peaks, typically in the late morning and early afternoon. When it becomes dark, your body starts to produce melatonin, a hormone that promotes sleepiness. This natural increase in melatonin signals to your body that it's time to wind down and prepare for sleep. Throughout the night, your body then cycles through different stages of sleep, each with its own unique characteristics and functions. As morning approaches and the light levels increase again, your body gradually decreases its melatonin production and you begin to wake up and feel alert once more, and then the cycle continues. But there's more to it than just getting light and then hiding from the light at night, although that does play a big part. But about 40% of differences in people's chances of having sleep issues like insomnia may actually be attributed to genetics. The clock gene encodes a protein called clock, which is a transcription factor involved in regulating the expression of other genes that play a role in your body's circadian rhythm. The RS1801260 SNP is the most studied SNP in the clock gene, and the G allele has been associated with abnormal and less stable circadian rhythms, shorter sleep duration, typically less than 6 hours per day, being an evening person, and then less activity overall, being active later in the day and then sleepier during the day. And just to show you how important sleep is to other bodily functions, the clock gene is also associated with higher ghrelin, which is the hunger hormone, and higher insulin and insulin resistance. The PER2 gene is as important as the clock gene, and it impacts sleep and other health functions in a lot of ways. It codes for period circadian regulator 2, which is another core component of your body's internal clock, and it's also one of the main genes responsible for regulating this 24-hour circadian rhythm. So PER2 variants have been linked to being either an early bird or a night owl, sleep conditions like insomnia and lack of sleep quality, mood disorders, and even weight. So understanding your genetic variants will help you optimize your circadian rhythm so that you can get better sleep and in return, even better health. Some of the top recommendations I can tell you about now: get sunlight as close to wake up as possible and then reduce screen time at night, and eat a maximum of 3 hours before bedtime. These are pretty standard recommendations, but you have to have a proper foundation before you can optimize even further. But if you do want to optimize even further, Self-Decode gives you recommendations based on these genes I discussed today and about 500,000 other ones. For me, saffron is one of the top supplement recommendations to improve my sleep. I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets, and if you're interested in diving more into detail about other important genes, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasting.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.